Before start the Dhamma talk, we should pay homage to the Buddha by recitation of Namo Tassa three times. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Before start the Dhamma talk, firstly, I would like to recite the one Dhamma verses. So one of the Dhamma verses, victorious Dhamma verses, by reciting end, I would like to say that my loving kindness to all of participants and to all them, for all beings. Chatu rogehi vashyande, gambire sansarandave, uttare sti mahaviro, dhamma navaya nayako. Nayako means the leader of the great leader of the three worlds, Buddha, human beings, Deva and the Brahma, the blessed one, the Buddha. Mahavira means the Buddha who possessed the great effort. Uttari is the Buddha take out to whom. Chatu rogehi vokshyande gambire sansarandave. Because all beings, all sentient beings, they are floating and flowing by the four floods. What are the four floods? Kamoga, Bhavoga, Dittoga, Avijoga. What are the this meaning? Kamoga means the flood of the sensual pleasure. Bhavoga means the flood of the existences. Dittoga means the flood of the wrong view. Avijoga means the flood of the ignorance. By overwhelming this four flood, all station beings are floating. Gambire sansara nave, very deep and very wide ocean of round of the rebirth. From this state, our Buddha take out Dhamma Navaya Nayako by teaching the boat, by teaching the through the through the boat, the by the teaching. So because of that, the Buddha disciples, they can escape from this flood. Etena Sitta Vajena, by saying this truth, Hantuti Jaya Mangalan, by saying this truth, may the good fortune follow all of you. By the saying of this truth, may there be the blessing of triumph for you. May you be free from all of the suffering and may you attain the supreme bliss of the Nibbana.
In 之前呢，禅师要念一个法的偈子，是一个有关成功的偈子，然后禅师也要散播他慈爱给所有的禅修者以及一切的众生。在禅师所念诵那个巴利偈子里面，巴利偈子里面呢，有提到那亚垢，那亚垢就是指这个世间伟大的领导者。领导着人、天神和梵天神的领导者，那就是佛陀。然后另外一个字是 Mahaviro， Mahaviro 也就是指佛陀，是拥有大力的佛陀、大雄者的、然后另一个字是 Udaresi， 那 Udaresi 是救了、就把他们带出来、是佛陀把他们救带出来，把他们救出来。他们是指谁呢？他们就是指那个 Chaturugehi Hande, Chaturuke Loge Hivui Hande, Gambi Le Sangsa Ranale, Nave. 那就是讲救了那些在这个四种瀑流里面漂流的众生。那四种瀑流是什么呢？第一个是欲乐的瀑流，第二个是有或者生存界的瀑流，或者叫生命的瀑流，然后第三个是邪见的瀑流，第四个是无明的瀑流。所以众生受到这四种瀑流的冲击卷走，所以他们在这个很深很广的海洋里面呢在浮沉着。所以佛陀呢就把他们救度出来啊。那么佛陀是以什么方什么以什么来救度他们呢？那是用 Dhammana Vaya， 就是用法的舟啊，法的船，就是佛陀的教法来救他们。所以佛陀的弟子们呢才能够从这个瀑流里面解脱出来。然后接着禅师有散播他慈爱，他说透过这个真实语呢，希望大家会幸运，然后希望大家会有成功吉祥，能够解脱痛苦，然后最终证得至上的快乐涅槃。
Today, I would like to give the Dhamma talk for your meditation, encouragement, or another one also for your life. Sometimes when you face something struggle or obstacle in your life, to get the encouragement, because of that, I choose the title, that is the lamp for the life, or the island for the refuge in round of the rebirth. The another one is there about the Panarival Chula Panaka story.
禅师今天的开示是要鼓励大家给大家一些鼓励，鼓励大家能够继续禅修。然后除了鼓励大家禅修之外呢，也给大家一些引导，在生活上的引导。为什么？因为有时候在生活上我们会遇到一些困难，那么在困难的时候呢，我们必须要一些鼓励。所以禅师选择今天的开示的题目就是
Before I started
那个题目就是那个灯或者是光把自己为自己的生死轮回里面呢建了一个灯或者光或者是岛作为自己的依归。然后接下来禅师会讲朱拉班达嘎周利盘陀揭尊者的故事。
Firstly, I would like to recite one Dhammapada from the Appamara Vaka Dhammapada Atthakatha, that is Uttani Napamadina Sanyamina Dhammenacha Dipankirata Merawi Yan Ogo Navikirati. That Dhammapada meaning is Uttani Na mean through diligent or strive diligently. Appamadina, heedfulness or mindfulness. Sanyamina, Sanyamina mean discipline regarding with the moral precept or morality. Dhammenacha mean regarding controlling six-sense faculty. These four qualities are Dipankirata Merawi, the wise man. Kiriyata mean make. Dipa mean the lamp or island. The wise man make the island or lamps. Dipankirata Merawi. Yan Ogo Nabikirati. to that lamp or to that light, all God, I have told you that four floods, young all God, to that lamp or to that island, the flood, Navigiri, will not overwhelm or will not suffer much in that island, on that island or to that lamps. Because of that, so if you have these four qualities, if you make these four qualities in your throughout the, this present life or throughout the round of the rebirth, so you will get the lamp or as an island to cross that this life safely as a refuge, and also you can make that this island because of no, you get the this the refuge, so you will footstand or foothold to cross the round of the rebirth, and you will get the liberation of countless of sufferings.
So, 先禅师念了一个法的句子，就从《法系经》那个不放逸品里面的一个句子。那个句子里面，整个句子它的意思呢是大概是这样，那是群分不放逸，守戒以自治，智者使自己成为一个岛屿，一个洪水无法淹没的岛屿。在这个句子里面呢，讲到的乌达雷那就是透过精进，透过勤奋；阿帕玛雷那就是透过不放逸。然后桑亚梅那，桑亚梅那是指守戒，好好的持自己的戒。然后那梅那就是守护自己的六根门。那么这四个数值就是梅达维智者。智者他做什么？他利邦嘎伊拉塔，他智者呢用这个四个数值呢为自己做了一个灯或者是岛屿。然后那个央就是指那个灯或者岛屿是欧够瀑流或者洪水呢纳米基拉蒂不能够淹没的不能够冲灭的。所以因为这样呢，如果我们有这四个数值，然后我们培育这四个数值那么在我们这一生乃至在生死轮回里面呢，我们就会为自己做了一个灯或者岛屿。那么我们这个灯或者岛屿是一个安全的皈依处。那么当我们为自己做了这个岛屿这个皈依处过后呢，我们就有一个很稳的立足点，然后我们站在这个立足点上呢，我们可以度越这个生死轮回解脱痛苦。
Really our Buddha gave that this Dhammapada because of Venerable Chulapanaka, so to attain the Arhata path and fruition, and a person who can attain Arhanta path and fruition only, really this four flood cannot overwhelm. This four flood also, I have already explained, the Kamoga, the flood of sensual pleasure, Bhavoga, the flood of existences, Deitoga, the flood of wrong view, Awake Joga, the flood of ignorance. Why our Buddha say as a metaphor that flood means? Because you see, the flood, if it is very strong, whoever the beings, if they cross in the flood, because of the flood is very strong, this flood can make to drown and so the being to be dying. In the same way, a person who attach sensual pleasure a lot, also who attach the existence to reborn again and again in the round of the rebirth, who has the wrong view or who has the ignorance. These four flood can suppress or can oppress the being, cannot escape from the round of the rebirth and also to suffering in the four woeful state. Because of that reason, our Buddha make the metaphor, this four things as a water flood. So a person who has this four quality, uttanena, appamadena, sayamena, dhammena, so a person who possesses this four quality, this flood, this four flood cannot overwhelm and he can escape from the round of the rebirth and he can become the Arhanta path and fruition. Because of that reason, Buddha gave this Dhammapada. Also, this four quality can we apply for our day-to-day life. Because in our day-to-day life, also, everybody must meet the worldly condition or the world vicissitude, Loka Dhamma. Whenever we face this eight Loka Dhamma, so not to be stirred up when we face the good condition or also when we face bad condition, not to be annoyed by this bad quality. If we possess this full thing, we will not tremble by face of this eight Loka Dhamma and we can live peacefully, happily in our life. Because of that reason, I want to encourage and I want to give the suggestions to you. You should memorize this Dhammapada and whenever you face or whenever you disappoint your work or job or your meditation and try to get the encouragement, try to get the refreshment, and try to get the happiness and try to progress your spiritual way.
事实上，这个偈子是佛陀，在《法智经》里向，周利盘陀伽尊者说的，周利盘陀伽尊者也可以翻译为小鹿人尊者，所以佛陀是向这个周利盘陀伽尊者讲这个《法智经》，以便他能够证得阿罗汉道果，所以。事实上只有人能够证得阿罗汉道果的时候呢，他才能够说他不会被四种瀑流淹没。那是什么四种瀑流是什么呢？那之前禅师也已经解释了，那第一种瀑流是欲乐的瀑流，第二个呢是生命或者是生存的瀑流，一般上我们翻译成为有瀑流，然后第三个是邪见的瀑流，第四个呢是无明的瀑流。为什么佛陀用瀑流来做比喻呢？那是因为瀑流或者洪水是非常强大的，当在众生要跨越这个瀑流的时候呢，他们跨越不了这个瀑流，因为这个瀑流很强大，它能够把众生呢都淹死了。所以同样的，当一个人如果他很执着欲乐，或者是他很执着于生命，就是执着于有，就是想要在这个生死轮回里面不断的投生的话，或者是他拥有邪见，或者是他拥有无明的话，那么这四种东西，就是这四个瀑流呢，就会压迫这个人，让他不能够从这个生死轮回里面解脱出来。那所以他就必须要遭受这个痛苦，也受到这个四种瀑流 压迫的痛苦，所以佛陀以用瀑流呢来比喻这四个啊这四种东西。所以当只有一个人在他拥有四种素质啊，第一个素质就是他刚才讲的 Uttanena， 就是很勤奋很精进。第二个是 Abhamanena， 就是说他不放逸。第三个 Sanyamena， 就是他啊能够很好的持戒。第四个 Dhammena， 是说他能够守护或者是控制他的六个根门的。那当一个人拥有这四个素质的时候呢，他才不会被这个瀑流或者洪水淹没，他才能够解脱生死轮回，证得阿罗汉道果。所以佛陀讲了这个法际经啊，这个法际。那禅师说，这个四种素质呢，其实我们也可以把它运用在生活上的啊，每一天的生活、日常生活里面，我们也可以运用它的。因为在日常生活里面呢，每个人都会遭遇八种的世间法啊。每当人们遭遇八种世间法的时候啊，这四个八种世间法有四个是很好的情况。那么在如果我们有应用这四个素质的话，在遇到好的情况的时候呢，我们不会乐得昏了脑头啊。那么在遇到另外四个不好的情况的时候呢，我们也不会说生气或用素或很是啊，是这个背了起来的时候，比如讲在工作上或者在禅修上啊，遇到困难的时候呢，那么为了再鼓励自己，为了让自己的心能够清新起来呢，那么我们可以背，在那个时候呢，我们可以念诵这个法际经，这个法际，那么这样呢，我们就能够在精神方面呢，能够有提升。
Our Buddha in the Anguttara Nikaya Attanipada Buddha mentioned this, the Loka Dhamma, the eight worldly conditions or eight.The world vicissitude. What are these eight? That is, yaso ayaso, labo alabo, nindam pasana, sukhan, dukhan. Yaso ayaso mean fame and disrepute. Labo alabo mean gain and lost. Nindam pasana mean, nindam mean blame or censure or reproach.Pasana mean praise. Sukhan, dukkha mean pleasant or pleasure or happiness. Dukkha means suffering or pain. These eight things everybody must face. Sometimes if we don't have the Dhamma, if we do not contemplate their impermanent nature, when we get the good condition, gain of fame and praise and happiness, that time we forget that this impermanent condition and whatever we like, we do, we don't control our morality. Later on, because of it doesn't control the bodily and verbal action, or it doesn't control the...Six and faculty, therefore, they face this bad condition, lost their property, also disreputation, all the people blame, and also because of all these things, lost suffering. Therefore, at that time, many people, when they face this unpleasant condition, they depressed.Some people, they suicide themselves. Because of that, many friends, they ask to the Burmese people. Because of they are the developing country people ask to the Burmese people. Because their country, because of developed country, very rich material. Our country, Burma, is material is very poor, rich only Dhamma. Because of that, this foreigner, they ask, your country very poor.Because in our country, national record, every year, Many people they got their depression and many people they suicide. Your country very poor, Myanmar. Because of that, many people they got their depression and many people they do themselves suicide. No, our country very few people, very rare case only, suicide case. Why? Because Myanmar people they know the Dhamma. Because of that, good condition also impermanent. Not to forget. Also, sometimes if they face bad condition also, this is impermanent. If they struggle, if they do, they can escape from this thing. Because of that, our country people, depression and suicide case are very less only. Because of Dhamma only. Therefore, if you know the Dhamma, if you know the Buddha teaching, whenever you face good condition also, it will not stir up your mind. Also, if you face bad condition also, you will not annoy, you will not depress this thing. Because of that, knowing that Dhamma is very important.
佛陀在真知部八集里面提到这八个世间法，那是什么八个世间法呢？那就是一个是有名，一个是没有名，一个是有得到利益，一个是失去那个利益，损失啊，失去那个利益。然后第三对呢是人家会称赞你，或者是人家会诽谤你。然后第四对呢就是快乐跟痛苦。所以这八种世间法是每个人都会面对的。有时候因为我们没有心中没有法，那么在因为没有法，所以我们没有去思维这个无常的本质。那么当我们遇到好的情况的时候，比如讲说我们很有名气，或者我们有很多得到很多的利益，或者是我们人家受到很多人的称赞，或者是我们很快乐的时候呢，我们会忘了这个无常的本质，所以我们任意所为，我们没有守好自己的戒因为我们任意所为，没有控制我们的言行，也没有控制我们的六根门，所以在过后呢，情况就变坏了。那么我们就要面对不好的情况，我们会遭受损失，然后我们会。那个名声也变得不好了很多人都会批评我们，诽谤我们，然后因为这样呢，所以我们有很多的痛苦。所以在这个时候呢，许多人因为他面对这个不好的情况他就会感到忧郁，甚至呢他会自杀。所以常说有许多人，那些来自那个发达的国家的人，他们会问那些缅甸人，他说他说禅师说呢，他们缅甸人，他这些来自发达国家的人呢，他们那些人呢都是很有钱的很富有的，但是缅甸人很多都很穷那是缅甸人他们在法上他们很富裕所以那些发达国家来的那些有钱人就问那些缅甸人说，他说在我们的国家有许多人他们自杀我们的国家很有钱，但是很多人都自杀会有很多人自杀。那么你们的国家呢是很穷的，那么在你们国家里面是不是有很多人都会患上这个忧郁症然后自杀呢？然后缅甸人就回答说不会不会，只有很少人而已。为什么呢？因为在缅甸里，许多缅甸人他们都懂得法，他们知道好的情况是无常的，那不好的情况呢也是无常的，所以在遇到不好的情况的时候，他们知道如果他们付出一番努力去克服的话呢，那么他们能够从这个不好的情况里面跳出来。所以在他们的国家，在缅甸里面呢， 啊，所以只有很少的人啊患上忧郁症，很少的人自杀。所以从这里我们就可以知道，所以如果我们知道佛陀的教法，那么我们就不会在遇到顺境、遇到好的情况的时候呢，而乐昏了脑头，也不会在遇到不好的情况，如果说是逆境的时候呢，啊，不会因此而生气或者是沮丧。所以能够懂得佛法是非常重要的。
Therefore, Uttanina through diligence, Appamadina, heedfulness or mindfulness, Sanyamina, morality, Dhammina cha, controlling six sense faculty, this four quality is very important. In this four quality also, Uttanina, diligence also, with the wisdom is very important.Because here, I want to tell the one of the story we have learned in our primary student times, in our Myanmar language textbooks. This story is three fishes from the Ganga River. Because one day, the fisherman from the Ganga River, he caught the three fishesAnd he put three fishes in his boat. In these three fishes, one of the fishes thought, if I make exertion, if I attempt to escape from this fisherman, I will escape. Because of that, he jumping again and again from the boat.Because of jumping again and again to escape from the boat, from the hand of the fisherman was very angry and he hit his oar and killed. Then he put this fish into the pan and cooked. Another fish, he considered, if I get the good opportunity, the fish jump out from the boat and he reached in the water and he escaped from the hand of the fisherman. In this tree, another fisherman, he thought, oh, if I get good karma, I will escape from this fisherman. If I have not good karma, I will not escape from this fisherman. Because of he waiting the past karma and good karma. Therefore, at the evening,The fisherman thought, oh, the fish was sick. Otherwise, it will be dying and rotten. Because of that still fresh, I have to kill and cook in the moment is better way. Therefore, he hit this fish head with his oar and then he cooked this fish also for his food. Because of these three fish, you see, if we make the exertion also,With the wisdom is very important. Otherwise, if we attempt without wisdom, without knowledge, although we attempt, but we will not face, we will not fulfill our desire to gain.
在这里讲到四个素质，就是勤奋，第一个是勤奋，第二个是不放逸，第二个是守好自己的戒，然后第四个是守好自己的六根门。这四个素质呢是非常重要的。在这四个素质当中呢，第一个也就是勤奋，就是努力呢，在我们勤奋或者是注进努力的时候呢，拥有智慧也是非常重要的。在这里禅师要讲一个故事，是他们禅师说他们在小学的时候，在小学的课本里面读到的一个故事。这个故事讲到恒河里的三条鱼。有一次有一个渔夫就在恒河那边捕到了三条鱼，然后他就放在他的船上，然后在这个三条鱼当中呢，有一条鱼这么想说，如果我努力我努力的我去 我奴隶的话呢，我就能够啊逃脱这个，逃离这个渔夫。所以，因为这样呢，所以这个鱼呢就一次的跳，不断的跳，在那个船上跳，试着要跳进那个河里面，跳出那个船，然后跳进河里面。所以那个渔夫他看到这个鱼一不断的在跳呢，他就很生气，所以他就用那个船桨呢，就打那个鱼啊，把它杀死了，然后煮来吃。然后第二条鱼，他就这么想说，如果我得到机会的话，在那个时候我应该啊付出努力，在那个时候呢，我肯定能够逃脱这个渔夫。所以这条鱼呢，他就在等待机会啊。当他正在等机会的时候呢，啊，那个渔夫有一个时候，他就这样在船上走来走去，走来走去。在这样走着的时候，有一次他就走到船的一个边，所以那个船呢就倾斜了啊，一边的高起来，一边的矮的下来。那么矮的那一边呢，船矮的那一边呢就很靠近水，很靠近水面。在那个时候，那个鱼就这样想说啊，他就知道这个是他的机会了啊，机会来了。所以如果他趁这个机会的话，他跳啊，他把握这个机会，他跳的话，他就能够逃脱这个渔夫。所以那只鱼呢，就在靠近水的那一边，那个船边呢，他这样跳，他就跳出了那个船啊，跳进了那个河里面。所以他从这个渔夫的手掌里面逃脱了出来。然后第三条鱼，他就这样想说，如果我有善业的话呢，我就能够逃离这个渔夫；如果没有善业的话呢，我就不能够逃离这个渔夫。所以他就在等等看有没有善业成熟。当他这样等的时候，到了傍晚的时候，那个渔夫就想啊，这个鱼这条鱼呢，他应该他病了，那么在他如果让他死的话，他腐烂了啊就不好了，倒不如趁着他还活着的时候，还新鲜的时候呢，我就把他杀死来煮来吃。所以他就又在用那个船桨呢把这个鱼也敲死了，然后煮来吃。所以从这三条鱼的故事里面，我们可以看到，当我们住进奴隶的时候，拥有智慧是非常重要的。如果我们没有在没有智慧的情况之下，我们就付出这个努力，我们就不能够实现我们的愿望，我们不能够得到什么成就。
As a meditator or as a student or as a businessman or whoever may be, when we do something with the wisdom is the better way. Otherwise, sometimes if we do the workphysically and mentally, energy exhaust, and it will not come true to our desire, it will not fulfill our desire, and it will not gain. Because of that, so the wisdom is very important. With the wisdom, making the exhaustion is so very important. This place also here I want to tell, because our human being nature,although we make the exertion, or sometimes because of the lack of the mindfulness, although we face a good opportunity and we miss this opportunity also, later on we regret the regret and remorse. Because that also, I want to tell one of the story, that is a group of travelers.They have been going in a very deep and dark forest at the midnight with their horses. They are riding these horses and they are passing through in this very big and very dark and very thick forest. Because of midnight, also no moon and very dark, also very cloudy. At that moment,Behind of them, the very brilliant bright light appear, and also a strange white also appear. The voice told them, you should pick up the pebble in front, at the foot of you, as possible as to pick up this pebble at the foot of you. So because of very bright, brilliant light and very straight whites, they consider, oh, the worthless pebble, why we should pick up? But because of this strange voice and the very brilliant light, reluctantly, they pick up this pebble and they put in their pocket. Instantly, later on, the light also disappear and this traveler, they continue to their way. After that only, on their way, they take up this pebble and they put on their hand and they look. That time only, they realize these are not pebbles. These are very precious, very valuable diamond and gems. After that only, they regret and they remorse. Oh, if we know these pebbles are very precious gem and diamond, we will pick up a lot and we will put all the bags. Like that way, our human being nature also, although in our lifetime we face the good opportunity as a young age to learn the education, but we indulge our mind and we didn't study good education. Also, as a good age, middle age also, we have to earn our living to do our business or our job. That time also, we indulge the other sensual pleasure and we heedless as all. Without mindfulness, overcome that this opportunity. Up to at the age of old age also, sometimes we didn't do the meritorious deep dana or sila or bhavana or later on when we reach at the deathbed or sometime when we face the difficulty or then only we remember and we regret and we remorse the opportunity we have missed. Like that, the story, the traveler in the story. Because of that, although we attempt in our lifetime not to miss good opportunity and we must try to catch the opportunity to be to get the good position or good things.
作为一个禅修者，或者作为一个学生，或者作为一个商人，或者作为任何其他的任何一种人呢，当我们在做事情的时候，拥有智慧呢是比较好的。有时候在我们做我们的工作的时候，我们的身体和我们的心呢都会耗尽能量。那个时候呢，我们不能够实现我们的愿望，也不能够得到什么东西。所以在我们付出精进的时候呢，拥有智慧是非常重要的。然后在这里禅师也要讲到关于人性，人性呢是这样，虽然我们在付出精进，但是因为我们没有正念所以虽然我们遇到好的机会，我们也会错失这个好的机会，然后就在过后呢我们才会后悔。那关于这一点呢，禅师要跟大家讲一个故事。这个故事讲到有一群的旅人他们去到一个很深很暗的森林是在半夜的时候呢去到那个森林，他们骑着马要穿过那个很深很暗然后很浓密的森林。在那个时候呢没有月亮，也而且天空呢有很多的乌云。然后在他们这样要穿过那个黑暗的森林的时候，有一个时候出现了一个很明亮的光，而且也听到一个声音。 那个声音就跟他们讲说，你们呢应该捡起在你们脚上的那些石头能够捡几多就捡几多，然后放在你们的口袋里。然后因为那个光很明亮，而且又有那个奇怪的声音，所以他们就这样想说，为什么我们要捡起这些石头呢，这些鹅卵石呢？那是因为他因为这个那些那个光然后他们会害怕这个光，所以他们呢就很不情愿的捡了一些鹅卵石或者石头起来。然后过后呢那个光就消失了，然后这群的旅人呢就继续走他们的路。然后在路上的时候，到一个时候他们拿到那个石头那个鹅卵石呢，从那个口袋里面呢拿了出来，拿在手里面来看。然后他们那时候他们才看到，原来那个呢并不是那他们所捡的并不是石头，而是很珍贵的钻石和宝石等等。所以那个时候他们才后悔，他们说想说，如果我们知道这些是钻石这些是宝石的话，在那个时候我们就会捡起很多，然后放在我们的袋子里面。所以人呢，也就是人性就是这样，在生活里面，在生命当中，有时候我们遇到良好的机会我们会有良好的机会，比如讲说在我们年轻的时候呢我们有很好的机会去读书，就是培养我们的学做好我们的学业。但是在年轻能够读书的时候呢，我们不读不努力读书，我们放纵我们的心不好好的读书，那么所以我们学不到什么东西。然后在中年的时候呢，我们应该学习怎么做生意，怎样去赚钱。但是呢我们有一些人就会还是在那个时候呢，他们放纵于去享受娱乐，他们会放欲，所以他们也错失了这个机会。然后来到老年的时候呢，因为之前没有造过什么善业，没有布施，没有持戒，没有禅修，那么到要死了，来到临终的时候呢他们就想起他们以前有机会造善业的时候没有造善业，所以他们就会后悔他们错失了那个机会。所以这样的情形就可以就好像那些那群的旅人这样。所以虽然在我们在生命当中会尝试不要失去这个机会，然后我们想要拥有把握那个机会。所以这样如果我们能够真正把握机会的话呢，在老我们才会能够达到比较好的情况，然后我们会得到我们所想要的东西。
Because of that, Appamatta Dhamma also very important. Because what is the meaning of Appamatta mean? Heedfulness or mindfulness, the English translations. Really, Appamatta mean not to do the bodily and verbal and mental action, and to do the bodily and verbal and mental wholesome actions. If we have this Dhamma, we will avoid unwholesome action, to do bodily and verbal action, and we will cultivate more and more, we will develop more and more this bodily and verbal and mental wholesome actions. Also, I would like to ask you, through the mindfulness, you should attempt or you should try or you should make the exertions to the your desire to be fulfilled and not to miss the good opportunity and to get a good opportunity with the mindfulness. So if you practice with the mindfulness, so you will get your fulfillment of your desire. In that place also, Sanyamena Dhammena, regarding with the moral precept and controlling sixth sense faculty also very important. Because sometimes if we get a good position, because of if we didn't control bodily and verbal action with morality, or if we indulge our sixth sense do, and if we don't control the sixth sense faculty, sometimes we can lose all of the our not good things, and we will get good a bad reputation also, because that also you see in your country maybe 1 or 2 years ago, one of the minister, he was very famous time. At that time, because of he lost his morality and because of he indulged his sense faculty, therefore later on, he faced the bad reputation a lot, and this news spread throughout the whole country. Not the whole country, in the world also this bad reputation spread instantly because of he indulged in for a few moments only. Because of that reason, controlling the sixth sense faculty and regarding this practicing the morality is very important. Because of that also, in the Anguttara Nikaya, the Diga Janu prince, he asked to the Buddha, Pandey, we are the laymen. We like to enjoy our with family. Also, we want to do our business happily. And also, we want to enjoy the sensual pleasure. Because of that, please give advice us. Please teach us how to get the welfare and happiness in this life and how to get the welfare and happiness for the round of the rebirth. That time also, our Buddha preached, Diga Janu, you must have 4 accomplishments. What are the 4 accomplishments? That is the Uttana Sambada, accomplishment of effort, Arekha Sambada, accomplishment of protections, Kalyana Mita Sambada, accomplishment of good friendship, and Sama Jivita, accomplishment of balanced living. If you have this 4 qualification, 4 accomplishment, you will get the happiness in this life. For the round of the rebirth, to get the welfare and happiness, that is Chaga Sambada, Sadda Sambada, faith, Sila Sambada, morality, Chaga Sambada, charity, and wisdom, Panya Sambada. You must have this 4 qualification, 4 accomplishment to get the welfare and happiness for the round of the rebirth. Really, this 8 qualification, and I have told that this Uttanena, Appamadena, Sanyamena, Dhammena also, really, these things are same only.
正因为这样，所以，不放逸也是非常重要的。在这里讲到的不放逸到底是什么意思？在英文里面呢，它是翻译成 heedfulness， 就是会有警觉啊，会有警觉心。事实上，这个不放逸的意思是指我们不在身口意方面呢造不善业，然后在反之我们在身口意方面呢要造善业。所以透过不放逸呢，我们避免在身口意方面呢造不善业，然后我们在反之呢，我们在身口意方面呢不断累积，不断的培育啊很多的善业。所以在这里禅师要说大家呢必须在付出精进的时候呢要拥有正念，这样呢我们才能够实现我们的愿望，我们 才不会错失机会，然后我们才会把握机会必须要用有具备正念来把握好的机会。所以如果我们有正念的来修行的话，我们就能够实现我们的愿望。然后讲到另外讲有四个数值嘛，另外有两个数值，一个就是守戒守护好我们的戒，然后另外一个是守护好我们的六个根门。这两个数值呢也是非常重要的。为什么呢？因为虽然有些人有些时候呢他处在很好的情况，但是如果他没有守护好他的身口意，他没有守护好他的六根门的话，那么有时候呢他会失去所有美好的东西然后他会得到不好的名誉所以禅师说在我们的国家里面呢，大概在一两年前有一个部长那个部长呢，他因为他没有持好他的戒，他沉迷于享受娱乐，所以呢他失去了他的名誉不但只在整个国家里面他的名声都败坏了，而且他的名声也传到他这种败坏的名声也传到世界的各地去。所以他只是沉迷于享受很短的时间而已，但是他就遭受了这么大的损失，他的名誉都毁坏了。所以持好戒呢是非常重要的。所以在政治部里面政治部里面的有一部经是讲到一个尼嘎迦怒王，这个尼嘎迦怒王子呢，他有一次他就去问佛陀他说我们呢是居士，我们是在家人，但是我们也想要享受享受得到快乐，所以我们应该怎样我们必须要做我们的那个生意，然后我们也想要得到快乐，那么请佛陀给我们劝导我们呢怎样呢才能够在这一生以及在未来的生死轮回里面呢能够得到利益与幸福得到利益与快乐。那么佛陀就跟这个尼嘎迦怒王子这么说那么你如果你想要这样的话呢，你必须有四种成就一般上我们翻译成圆足，就是四种成就第一个呢是你必须要有那个精进力，你必须要勤奋。第二个是你必须拥有这个保护的那个成就。第三个你需要拥有善有的成就，然后第四个是你必须要有平衡的生活的这个成就当你拥有这四个成就的时候呢，你就能够在今生里面呢得到快乐。那么为了要在未来的生死轮回里面得到利益与快乐，你必须拥有另外四种成就。第一个是信心的成就，第二个是舍或者布施的成就，扎嘎我们翻译作舍，就是指布施布施的成就。第三个是戒的成就，第四个是慧的成就。如果你拥有这四个成就的话，你就能够在生死轮回里面得到幸福快乐。所以事实上这八个成就禅师也已经告诉了我们什么时候禅师告诉了我们的这八种成就呢，就是当禅师讲到那个巴利偈子里面那个法偈经里面那个偈子里面讲到的，一个是要勤奋，第二个是不放逸，第三个是守好自己的戒，第四个是守护好六个根门，这四个数值的时候就是讲到了这八种成就。他们虽然是不一样 用语言来表达是不一样，但是他们内涵其实是一样的。
Buddha mentions to the Digajanu as a farmer or cattle raising or the trader or businessman or minister or the king or whoever may be, they must careful their job and they must manage, they must perform thoroughly and systematically. This is called the Uttana Sampada, the accomplishment of effort. Arekha Sampada means, although you earn, you are living and you become wealthy, but anytime five enemies can destroy this property. Because of that, you must make the protection not to destroy five enemy conflagration or water flooded or bad rulers or thief and bandit or robber or and the unbeloved hire. After that also, you are living righteous, you are that you are living ardently and diligently and you protect your property not to destroy five enemy. But if you associated with bad friend, drunkard man or gambler or who enjoy the not intoxicant drink or drug or because of bad friend also you can lose your property because of that with the associated with good friend only you want to practice and you emulate this good friend and you can protect your wealth not to lose. After that also you must check and you must balance your income and outgoing. Although your income is a lot, but you are spending money for yourself. If you are stingy, also that is not good. Because that is, Buddha gave the example, look like the goldsmith or apprentice goldsmith. He checked the skill to be balanced. In the same way, income and outgoing must check. Because some businessmen, although they get a lot of money, but for themselves, they are very stingy. This way also not so good. Sometimes also income is very less, but they spend a lot of money and they enjoy, and because of that also, they get a lot of debt. Because of that, so righteously living and balancing this income and outgoing is very important. Because of that reasons, Buddha gave the Digajanu to get the happiness, welfare in this life. Full accomplishment is very important. The accomplishment of effort, the accomplishment of protection, the accomplishment of good friendships, and the accomplishment of balanced living is very important.
所以佛陀跟利嘎迦奴王子说，如果一个人作为农夫，或者是作为一个商人，或者是作为一个官员或者大臣，或者是作为一个国王的话，或者是任何一种人，他呢必须能够很善巧的掌握他的工作，然后他必须能够很尽责任的很有系统的做好他的工作。这个呢就是第一个素质，就是勤奋。然后第二个素质就是说要保护，保护就是讲说，虽然一个人他赚了钱他有了财富，但是那些钱呢，那些财富呢，是在任何时候呢，都受到五种敌人威胁的。这五种敌人是能够毁坏他的这个财富的，所以呢，在得到这些财富过后呢，他是必须要保护这些财富，不要让这些财富受到五种敌人无敌呢毁坏。那无敌是什么？第一个是火灾，第二个是水灾，第三个是 啊、不好的王，然后第四个呢是、强盗，然后第五个呢是、不好的继承者。所以在当我们这样这样过生活，很精进的过生活，而且保护我们的这个财富，让它不会受到武敌毁坏的时候呢，当我们这样做的时候，但是如果我们去跟不好的人相处，我们结交恶友啊、损友的话，比如讲说我们跟那些啊酒鬼啊结交，跟那个赌鬼结交啊，跟这些人结交的时候呢，我们就会喝酒，我们去赌博，这样的话呢，由于我们跟这个不好的朋友啊恶友呢结交，我们也会失去我们的财富。所以第三个呢，就是说我们必须跟善友结交啊，因为当我们结交善友的时候，我们就会学习他们的榜样，我们就会啊好好的保护好我们的财富。然后除了这三个之外呢，还有一个就是在生活上呢必须啊能够平衡。这个平衡就是说，比如讲说如果有一个人他赚了很多钱，但是他很吝啬啊，他只用一点点钱，这样他在他生活上呢就是不平衡。所以佛陀说就好像一个这个金匠这样，他必须要检查他的那个什么秤，他那个秤，他必须检查那个秤呢是不是平衡的。所以同样的呢，我们的这个收入跟支出，我们所赚到的跟我们所花的钱呢，我们也要检查。因为比如讲说如果我们做生意赚了很多钱，但是我们只很吝啬，只用少少的钱呢，这样是不好的，因为它是不平衡的。那反之有一些人他们赚的钱很少，但是他们却乱花钱、啊、花很多钱，那样也是不好的，也是不平衡的。所以在生活上呢那个收入跟这个支出呢能够平衡的话是非常重要的。所以佛陀这样跟这个离伽伽那王子讲说，如果要在这一生得到快乐的话呢，就必须要拥有这四种成就。就是第一个必须拥有要付出精进力，然后第二个呢是要保护好他的财富，然后第三个是要结交善友，第四个是要有平衡的生活。
Tell like that way, I think you will understand because of your wider knowledge. Because of that, so you should try to fulfill this quality, Uthanena, Pamadena, Apamadena, Sayamena, Dhammenacha. This through diligence and mindfulness and morality and controlling the six sense faculty, by this four quality, make the lamp or make the island for your life, and make you can across the through of the round of the rebirth, and you should try to attain the Arhanta path and fruition. So if you do like that way, present life also, you will get the happiness. In the future also, because of you attain the Arhanta path and fruition, you will get the liberation of all of the suffering. Because of that, you should memorize this paragraph, and not merely memorize, try to fulfill this quality and try to get the lamp and try to get the island for your refuge.
So, 当禅师这样告诉我们的时候，禅师说呢，我们因为我们的智慧呢，我们应该会明白禅师所讲的是什么，所以我们应该要尝试以努力去具备这四个素质。这四个素质就是：第一个要勤奋，第二个是不放逸，第三个是守护好我们的戒，第四个是守护好我们的六根门。所以 透过这四个数值呢，我们就能够在我们的生命当中呢经历一个岛屿，而且我们也能够阅读这个生死轮回，所以我们必须要尝试去证悟阿罗汉道果。所以如果我们这样做的话，我们在这一今生呢，我们能够得到快乐，然后不但今生我们能够得到快乐，在来世呢，我们也能够证悟阿罗汉道果，解脱痛苦。所以禅师啊，教大家说，必须要好好的背起来这个《法际经》的这个偈子，而不单只是要背起这个法际，也要把它来运用，就是培育这四个数值。因为当我们将培育数值的时候呢，我们就能够尝试为自己建立一个能够作为我们的依归的岛屿，或者是作为我们的依归的灯。
Here, I would like to continue the why and where Buddha preached this Dhammapada. Because of that, I would like to tell the background story of this Dhammapada. That is when our Buddha was residing in the Rajagaha, the mango grove of donated by the physician Jivaka, because of the venerable Chula Pandaka, Buddha preached this story and this Dhammapada. That is, before venerable Chula Pandaka became the Arhanta, their mother was the one of the daughter of the rich family in Rajagaha city. His father and mother arranged for her to stay the very luxurious mansion, the top floor, and so they protect her daughter not to associate with, not to fall in love other persons. But because of protect very strictly, she fall in love with her servants or slaves. Because of fall in love, they could not live separately. Also, they afraid their parents, these two couple, they flee away from their home and they live certain place outside the Rajagaha city. After that, this young wife, she conceived a child and a baby, and she want to give birth in her parent house, and she request to go her parent house, but because of her husband afraid that his father and mother-in-law, he reluctant to go. Later on, she left from her house without sharing any information, without not telling her husband. She went to her parent house. The husband also, when he knew, he followed his wife. On the way, they met, and at that moment, the lady, she gave birth a child. Because of they gave birth the child in the road, so they gave the child names, Pandaka. Pandaka means the jalan or the way or road. After that, this couple, because of giving birth the child in the way and on the way, and they return to their house.
在这里，禅师继续讲为什么佛陀会教导这个《法际经》的句子。佛陀，所以禅师要讲，佛陀教导这个《法际经》的那个故事的背景。当时佛陀是住在王舍城，一个芒果园，是由这个吉瓦嘎这个医生供养的芒果园。当佛陀住在那个 吉瓦嘎的芒果园的时候，就因为这个周立盘陀伽尊者，所以佛陀讲了这个故事，讲了这个这个法寂静的寂止。在周立盘陀伽还没有成为阿罗汉之前就讲到更之前的故事，就是他的母亲，他的母亲呢是王舍城里面一个有钱人，一个富翁的女儿。那么这个富翁呢，就是那个周立盘陀伽的公公呢，他就让他的女儿住在那个高楼的顶楼那边住在一个很豪华的高楼在顶楼那边。那么为了防止他的女儿跟什么不好的人爱上不好的人，所以他就把他让他住在顶楼那边守着他。但是这个他的女儿呢，竟然跟他的那个一个奴隶呢照顾他的奴隶呢爱上了那个奴隶，而且他们不能够分开来住，而且他们也害怕他的父母会知道，所以他就带了他这个奴隶呢，这个他的情夫呢逃走了，逃到那个王舍城以外的地方，就住在一个地方。然后他们两夫妻将住逃到一个地方住的时候呢，那个做太太的呢，做妻子呢就怀孕了，然后那个做妻子的就想说要回去那个快要临盆就要生产的时候呢，他想要回去他的父母的家那边就是回娘家去生产。但是他的丈夫就很害怕，所以他不想要回去。所以有一天呢，这个妻子呢就没有告诉他的丈夫，就自己的一个人呢就这样的走了就回去他的娘家。然后当丈夫知道他的太太回去娘家的时候，他就追了上来。然后在路上呢，他就找到了他的太太。当他找到那个太太的时候他太太也就刚好就生产了，他就生了一个儿子出来。因为他这个儿子是在路上生出来的，所以他们就给他取了一个名叫做班达嘎就是意思就是路人就是路所以因为他在路上已经把孩子生出来了，所以他们也就回了家，回去自己的家。
Later on, she conceived again a baby, and she liked to give birth this child also in her parents' home. Because of that, she did again in the same way. Also, her husband followed to her, and on the way, she gave birth again another the children.Because of that, this son also, they give name Pandaka. But the elder one who gave birth, the first one is Mahapandaka. And this, the younger one, they give the name Chula Pandaka, little wayman. After that, when they stay there and their home, the child grew up. When they were playing with their friends, so their friend told the names, the grandfather, grandmother, uncle, auntie, cousin, brother. Because of that, they asked to their mother, "Mother, we don't have any relative in here." The mother said, "Yes, you don't have any relative here, but you have grandfather, and he is very rich man in the Rajagaha city, and there are many relatives in the Rajagaha city." Like that way, her mother told the elder son, Mahapandaka.
过后这个做妻子的又怀孕了，怀了第二个孩子，然后同样的事情发生，在要快要生产的时候，她又想要回去她的娘家生产，所以她再次又不告诉她的丈夫，又走了，后来又走了。然后当她丈夫知道的时候呢，她又再追上来，然后在路上呢，她又找到她太太，然后她太太同样的又在路上呢，就生出了第二个儿子，所以他们也把这个儿子呢取名为路人。也是一样叫做班达嘎，所以大儿子呢他们就叫做马哈班达嘎，就是大路人，小儿子呢叫做朱拉班达嘎，小路人周利盘陀杰。然后过后呢他们就住在家里，然后慢慢的那个孩子也就长大了一些，然后当他们跟其他的小孩子在一起玩的时候呢，其他的小孩朋友呢就会在玩的时候会讲到他们的公公啊，他们的婆婆，他们的舅舅啊，他们舅母，他们的那个表哥表姐什么等等然后他们就回去问他们的母亲说难道我们没有亲戚的吗？你看别人会有那个公公婆婆什么，难道我们没有亲戚吗？然后他们的母亲就说你们有的，也有亲戚的，虽然在这里你们没有什么亲戚，但是在你有个公公，他住在王舍城那边，他是一个非常富有的人，而且在那边呢你们有许多的亲戚。对，这个他们做母亲呢就这样告诉这个马哈班达嘎大陆人他的儿子。
To the son and the two children, they asked to their mother to visit their grandfather and relatives in the Rajagaha city. But their father, he was afraid his father-in-law and mother-in-law, because of that, he reluctant to go there, but because of asking again and again to visit later on, they visited to their grandfather's house. But the grandfather and grandmother, although they accept the two children, but they don't want to accept his son-in-law and daughter because of their commitment. Later on, they accept two grandchildren to live together with them, and they give the money to their daughter and son-in-law to return to their place. After that, these two grandsons, they grew up in their grandfather's house comfortably.
虽然这两个小孩子跟他们的母亲讲说要去王舍城那边拜访他们的公公和其他的亲戚，但是他们的父亲呢就很害怕岳父跟岳母他很害怕他的岳父跟岳母，所以他就不想不情愿回去，他不想要回去。但是因为这两个小孩不断的要求说要回去，要去拜访他们的公公跟婆婆，所以过后呢他们也没有办法了，就带这两个小孩子去见他们的公公婆婆去他们的公公的家。但是他们的公公跟婆婆呢虽然他们能够接受这两个孙子，但是他们不能够接受他们的那个女婿和他们自己的女儿所以后来他们收留的两个孙子，但是对他们的女儿跟女婿呢，他们就给了他们一些钱，然后叫他们离开了。所以这两个小孩子呢就在他们的公公的家里很舒适的过活，这样成长。
Their grandfather always went to their monastery and listen the Buddha discourse. That time, Mahapandaka also followed with his grandfather and he also listened the Buddha discourse. Later on, he enjoyed the Buddha teaching and he was interested in the Buddha teaching. He requested to his grandfather to enter the religious life as a Samanirahood. His father also allowed and his grandfather also allowed and his father requested to the Buddha. Buddha also gave the permission. Later on, he became the Samanirahood and he learned Buddha teaching and also at the age of the 20, he practiced ardently and diligently. Because of that, he became the Arhantships.
因为他们的公公时常去寺院里面听闻佛陀啊说法，啊，在那个时候，啊，那个摩诃盘陀前那个大陆人，啊，马哈板大哥呢，他也跟着他的公公去寺院，对，所以他也听佛陀说法，那这样他时常去听佛陀说法，然后后来呢，他就喜欢佛法，而且很有兴趣，所以他就问，啊，跟他的公公请求说让他出家做沙弥，那么他的公公也就答应了，然后他公公呢就去啊向佛陀请求，佛陀也允许了，所以他们就啊佛陀允许了，就让这个大陆人呢啊出家作为沙弥，然后出家过后，这个大陆人呢他就啊学很好，很用心的学佛陀的法，然后在20岁的时候他就受寄主戒作为比丘。然后过后他很精进的修行，然后成了阿罗汉。
Mahapandaka, because of he got the enjoyment and happiness of fruitions and Buddha teaching, he liked to get this experience to his brother. Because of that, he requested to his grandfather to give the permissions, his younger brother also to enter the religious school.His grandfather also allowed happily, and the younger brother Chulapanaka also entered the religious hood as a Samanera hood. But his elder brother, he teach the one of the stanza, 4 sentences to memorize his younger brother, but because of the Chulapandaka, he was dullard. He cannot memorize this 4 sentences of the 1 stanza throughout the 4 months of rain retreat. Later on, the elder brother, he said, you cannot memorize this 4 sentences, 1 stanza. Therefore, you are not worthy the Buddha teaching in the Buddha dispensation. You should go back to your home.Like that way, the elder brother, Venerable Mahapandaka, told his younger brother, Chulapandaka Samanera.
因为在那个时候，Mahapandaka 这个大陆人尊者本身呢，他能够体验到这个佛陀教法的成果，就是得到那个阿罗汉果的快乐，所以他想。他也希望他的弟弟呢，除了板大哥小路人呢，也能够得到同样的快乐，所以他就去向他的公公请求说让他的弟弟呢，小路人呢也出家做沙弥，然后他的公公呢也就答应了，很高兴的答应了，让这个小路人除了板大哥出家作为沙弥，然后过后。这个大陆人尊者他就教这个周立盘陀伽小陆人尊者呢一个偈子，这个偈子有四行的，是有一个4行的偈子，但是这个小陆人尊者呢他很愚钝他在花了4个月的时间也不能够记得只拥有4行的偈子，所以他的哥哥 就跟他说，你在四你连一个只有四行的句子也记不起来，所以呢你不配啊、用在这个活在这个佛陀的教法里面啊、你啊、不配得到这个佛陀的教法啊、你应该啊、回家去啊、他的哥哥啊、这个做哥哥的就这样跟他的弟弟这么说啊、周利盘陀揭沙弥啊、这么说。
Enjoyed as a Samaneerahood, he liked to stay as a Samaneerahood, but because of his brother expelled him, he upset and he was so sad. That time, the physician Jivaka came and invited the Buddha and Buddha disciple to accept the, his house dana.Offering the food in his house. That time, Mahapandaka, he accepted the invitation of the physician Jivaka, except the, his younger brother, Chulapandaka. Because of Chulapandaka, he had the, his brother arrangement. He was so sad and he decided, next morning, I have to go back to my home and I should stay as a layman andI should do the meritorious deed as a layman only. Because of that, so next day, early morning, he prepared to leave from the monastery. That time also, our Buddha, according to his Mahakaruna Samapati, he has seen today, Venerable Chulapandaka, he will attain the Arhantahood.Because of that, he was walking on the way of Chulapandaka coming. That time, when the Chulapandaka also, he saw the Buddha and he approached to the Buddha and paid homage to the Buddha. That time, Buddha asked, early morning, Chulapandaka, where are you going? That time, Chulapandaka also answered, because of his brother expelled out, he had to go backto his home. Then Buddha said, you are staying in the Buddha dispensation. Because of that, if you happen like that way, why you should not come to me? After that, Buddha appeased to the Venerable, to the Chulapandaka, and then he gave, according to his psychic power, one very clean white cloth to the Chulapandaka, and you should rub this cloth repeatedly again and again, and also you should recite Rajo Haranan, and also you should sit at the in front of the Gandakuri pregnant chamber face to the east direction. Like that way, Buddha, he gave the instruction for the meditation subject, andLater on, at the appropriate times, to go the invitation of physician Jivaka, Buddha and other disciples, they went to the physician Jivaka house to accept the, his donations.
虽然、周利盘陀揭尊者、这个沙弥呢，他很喜欢做个沙弥，他也他也觉得做沙弥很快乐，但是因为他的哥哥马板大哥赶他走，所以他感到很伤心。在那个时候，那个医生吉瓦嘎呢来到寺院，邀请佛陀跟他的弟子们去他的家接受供养。然后那个时候呢马板大哥他接受了然后接受了这个吉瓦嘎医生的邀请，但是他说呢我们全部接受，但是除了一个人，就是周利盘陀揭，就是他弟弟。那个时候因为周利盘陀揭听到他的哥哥马板大哥这样的安排，说把他排除在外，所以他感到很伤心，所以他就想说 啊，明天早上啊，我就回家了，啊，回去世俗那边，啊，过世俗人的生活，做啊，做一些布施，然后快快乐乐的过活。所以在隔天早晨很早的时候呢，啊，他就想要走回家了，要还俗要回家了。在那天早上的时候呢，佛陀他就用大在八。从大悲定出来过后呢，他就检查，就检查到，今天呢，这个周利盘陀伽呢，周利盘陀伽尊者呢，就会成为阿罗汉了，所以他就很早呢，他就在周利盘陀伽要走的那个路那边，在外面呢，他就在那边走来走去。所以当佛陀这样走来走去，这样做行禅的时候呢。这个周利盘陀伽就来了，他就看到佛陀，对，他就向佛陀顶礼，然后佛陀就问他说，怎么一大早你要去哪里呀？然后周利盘陀伽尊者就说，因为我的哥哥把我赶走了，所以我要回家了。然后佛陀就跟他说，你是因为我而来出家的，那么发生这样的事情，为什么你不来告诉我呢？对，佛陀就说你应该留下来。然后佛陀用神通变了一块很白的布纯白的布，他就交给周利盘陀伽尊者叫他说你应该用这块布去擦不停的擦。然后在你这样擦的时候呢，你要念拉住哈拉那，拉住哈拉那，就是能够去除污垢然后当你在这样插着这样念所去除污垢的时候呢，你要坐在我的那个就是佛陀的那个香室里面佛陀的住的地方叫做香室，然后面向东这样的插然后念拉住哈拉那去除污垢。然后佛陀就这样的给这个一个禅修的方法教这个周利盘陀伽一样这样一个禅修的方法。然后过后在适当的时候呢，佛陀就跟他的弟子们去这个吉瓦嘎医生的家去接受他的供养。
Chulapanaka, he sat in front of the pregnant chamber Gandakuri and faced to the east direction, and he rubbed.Again and again, the pure white cloth, and also he repeatedly recited the Rajo Haranam, Rajo Haranam. Really, Rajo means the dirt, Haranam means take out or removal or carry or reliable to them. Because of not he reciting removal of dirt, removal of reciting again and again. Also,The sun is slowly and slowly rising up from the east direction. The weather also become hot. His body also, the sweat come out. And because of rubbing again and again, this pure white cloth become soiled and dirty. Therefore, the Chula Pandaka, he consider Aliya, this cloth is very pure and white and clean because of associated with impure body.Dirty body, this clothes also become impure and dirty. In the same way, all of the rising things are impermanent, sabbe sankhara, a nature. He considering and he is meditating and he is pondering again and again. At that moment also, our Buddha, according to his psychic power, and he was looking to theChula Pandaka condition. Because of that, he, according to his psychic power, and he came, he arranged his body form in front of the Chula Pandaka, and he preached the discourse to the Chula Pandaka. Chula Pandaka, really, impure means not the dirt. Impure means really, that is the greedy, lover, or lust.Raga, the impure means not the dirt, that is the anger or Vyavara or